Hello, hello. Welcome back. I am back. No more sicky boy.
And we're back. Episode specials that no one's going to fucking listen to.
Except me.
Nah, we had a couple of listens.
Hey, we're growing.
It works better with the dynamic, the cinephile dynamic.
Yeah, I can tell there are some parts where, like, usually when we bounce off of each other, you're, like, kind of slowing down a bit, but held it down. Second time you had to hold it down, but... We get shit fixed up.
I had like a shit ton of watches, so I wanted to like.
Yeah, it was pretty long for a solo up too.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't work a lot that like week before that we recorded, so I was just watching hella shit. Watched Warfare, really liked it.
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, you were like, you said you had my biases and opinion in hand, but that shit went right away.
It was good, dude.
I'm pretty sure like how you said it, I was just in the wrong setting because I really wanted to fucking see Sinners that day again.
Maybe if you watch it, I don't think it's, I wouldn't, I'm probably not going to watch it again.
Yeah. Shit,
but
if I do watch it, it'll be later, like in the future.
Give it some time. But it was good, man. I liked it. But
Alex Garland's doing a fucking Elden Ring movie.
I saw that for fucking A24.
Yeah.
That's so random.
I don't like that. I think it should be a show.
Yeah, because there's a... I mean, I don't know anything.
There's a lot of fucking lore,
but I'm sure it's
a lot of bosses, a lot of shit. I don't know how they're going to do... We'll see.
Pretty extensive.
It's probably going to get canned, but we'll see. I'd rather have, like, a show, live action, or some animated shit. Because they're currently doing a manga right now for Elden Ring, which I want to collect because I'm gay.
Fuck yeah. But, not today. We are going to be talking about, our personal rankings of Paul Thomas Anderson's movies.
The greatest living director.
He's fucking up there for sure, dude.
One of them, bro. Whenever he's definitely one of those directors, whenever I see his name, I'm going to that film.
He made Boogie Nights at like 24, 20... However old I am right now, he made Boogie Nights at this
That's
age.
That's insane.
24 years old.
I still haven't seen his first movie, though.
Yeah, neither have I. Hard 8. We're going to be doing a ranking talk. Did you make your list?
I haven't, but I... It's so hard to make it, bro, because they're so fucking good. So, it's always going to move around, but...
Yeah, I got a general idea. Yeah. But I feel like, as I'm looking at them, they'll probably fucking...
Move around a
switch
lot.
Switch around a little bit. But, yeah, we'll be talking about that. There's only one PTA movie we haven't seen, and it's Heart 8, the first Paul Thomas Anderson movie. I'll get around to watching it.
I was going
to
watch it last night, eventually. But I had to rent it, and I was feeling Phantom Thread. So
that's
I watched
such a
that.
Good fucking.
It's such a going from There Will Be Blood because I watched that the night before or the day before to Phantom Thread was really like not captivating but like what's the word I'm looking for? It was different because There Will Be Blood is so much scale and like such a big story and it tells the
epic
overarching journey of Daniel Plainview. But
seeing his dynamic go from fucking. You know, this powerful fucking, like, almost like a
tycoon.
Someone who thinks he's pretty much a god, low-key, to this fucking soft-spoken, egotistical.
Especially,
fucking,
like, how small the story is in Phantom Thread. And, like, God, so good.
What's her name?
Irma? Alma.
Alma. Go back. Dude, one of the quotes is, we'll get into that later. I had to think about it, but
that's fucking good.
It's a good fucking movie.
I don't think I have a film with his, like, lower than 4 stars.
Nah, dude. He's... Inherent Vice is pretty low.
It's probably his worst one.
It's pretty low. And looking at it on my list, Punch Drunk Love is actually pretty low.
Yeah. Too. But it's still fucking good.
But, yeah, we're going to get into that in a little bit. We're going to talk about what we've been watching first. Odie's probably got a lot more than I do. I got, like... I don't know, like 5 or 6 watches.
I've been watching some bullshit, some real shit, a lot of rewatches.
What you got first? I'll let you go first.
First, I got up, me and Serena peeped Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Or the Philosopher's Stone if you're in the UK.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking heartwarming, fun, nostalgic as hell for me. I grew up watching all these.
I always get the names and like... I always get them confused. Which one is that one?
It's the first one.
Okay, the Sorcerer's.
Yeah,
okay.
So I watched 3, so I'm going to go with the chronological.
I always think Chamber of Secrets is the first one for some reason.
Nah, Chamber's the really long convoluted mystery one. It's still good, but we'll get into it. But
we need to do a Harry Potter ranking.
Hell yeah. I'll have them fresh, too. I got the Goblet of Fire next up, though. I'm not too excited about that one. Because the book is way better, bro.
That's where Robert Pattinson comes in, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
My boy!
Is that the one where they're horny?
Yeah, and the teenagers. They have the long hair and shit. Yeah, that's the one with the fish gills. Has that gray overtone.
Yeah. Those are great movies.
No, they're great. I just didn't like the fourth one. Because it just strayed so far away from the book. And they didn't show the fucking Quidditch World Cup. That shit would have been amazing. They didn't show, like, any more of the tournament. They just showed that dumbass maze.
Well, going from Azkaban to that is fucking a huge drop.
Yeah.
Because Azkaban might be the best.
That's easily the best, bro. Fucking, what's his name? Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, Cuarón. That's the only movie. That's the shortest one, too. It's only, like, an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. And they have that random-ass time travel plot or time plot device that they never use again.
Shit is wild. Yeah, they never utilize that fucking that spell or whatever again.
Because J.K. Rowling's racist.
I need to rewatch those, dude. Yeah, she's crazy.
Crazy transphobic, homophobic, all that, bro.
That's like her... That's a pretty big fucking part of her fan base, too, I feel like. I don't know. No, I mean, everyone loves Harry Potter, dude. I used to work for this, like, really fucking hyper-masculine fucking dude, fucking man guy, you know what I'm saying? He was in the army and all this shit. I worked with him out in the oil field, blah, blah, blah. But he was, like, the hardest, like, meanest motherfucker out there, blah, blah, blah. Like, no one wanted to talk to him. Like, he was just, like, a dickhead. But he was the biggest fucking Harry Potter fan like there was, bro. He was tatted up. Like, he had two sleeves, bro. And they were
of Harry Potter.
They were both Harry Potter themed, bro. And that's
Harry
how
Potter's
I got.
Harry Potter's good, bro.
That's how I got cool with him, bro. Because I fucking saw his tattoos one day and I was like, oh, shit, Harry Potter. And, dude, he fucking opened up. Like, he's always, like, super, like, hard and shit.
Yeah,
you know
closed
I mean?
Off.
But as soon as I brought up Harry Potter, we talked for, like, 2
Code
hours.
Code switch, bro.
Yeah. Talked for, like, 2 hours, but. Shout out Harry Potter, brings people together.
Hell yeah. Brings kids together. The kid acting isn't dog shit.
That's not bad.
It's fucking... And there's a lot of shit that they had that I forgot was in the movie. Like, I thought whenever Dudley goes through the screen, like, he's looking at the snake and shit, that's in the first movie. I thought that was in the second. But there's just a lot of shit. I love the setup, obviously, of the Wizarding World, like, the train, the fucking Hagrid busting into that fucking door on that... How do they even get... land there, whatever, but and just heartwarming. Christopher Columbus, director of Home Alone, made this. Really good with kid actors.
Made the first two.
Yeah, but fuck yeah, he knows what to do. Like how to make a kids movie and a feel good movie, have a fun time.
Harry Potter series coming soon.
Maybe next week. Maybe I don't fucking
no,
know.
No, no,
we'll
no.
Do it.
Like HBO.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're casting, like, right now. I'm pretty sure, dude, like, here in a couple weeks, we're going to get the casting for...
I hope so, bro.
...the kids.
You already know there's going to be some race swaps. People are going to get mad.
Fucking Black Ron Weasley.
Dude! Ginger Ron Weasley.
That'd be pretty...
They're trying to make Snape black.
Oh, yeah. He will be.
But I think that guy's too handsome to be Snape, bro.
Yeah, he's really handsome. Dude, I forget his name. Like, it's like a...
Snape's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, like... grimy and
I mean, as long as they like obviously they're gonna adapt more than the book or more from the book than the movies did, but like
if they can do a season for each book, dude,
fuck, dude, that'd be amazing.
And they could like go into everything,
the lore,
bro.
Yeah, bro,
like,
for sure. I really want them to do Goblet of Fire justice, bro, because that is easily the best book. Like I used to like, I don't know if y'all had them AR points and shit, bro. Dude, I used to fucking go crazy. Lord of the Rings, fucking Harry Potter, just fucking breeze through them, bitch. I read them with my mom, bro.
I read a lot of Stephen King books.
Oh, yes. Fucking one of the first books I ever read, or everyone's probably read, is Hatchet.
Fuck yeah.
That shit's good.
What would you rate it, Harry Potter, first one?
The first one, it's pretty fucking good, bro. 4 stars out of 5. Add a like in there. I'd say it's about like an 8 out of 10.
It's pretty fucking iconic.
CGI
dude.
Has not aged well at all.
Is it pretty bad? It's been a minute since
it's pretty. It's pretty bad. It's very noticeable. Like especially like the ogre.
PS2. Oh, I forget about him popping up in the bathroom.
Yeah, dude.
And then flailing Harry around. Yeah. I could see the CGI a little
and
bit.
And then
though.
Like the Quidditch scenes. they ain't too good.
Dude, the CGI gets a lot.
Yeah,
a
it lot gets way better. Though. But these first two movies, CGI is pretty.
Pretty dog shit.
But yeah, it was a pretty fun, nice, pleasant watch.
What I got first, man? I watched The Wind Rises, dude.
Oh, Ghibli?
Yeah, Miyazaki joint. One of the more adult Miyazaki joints. I think that he's like majority.
Yeah, all movies. Of his shit is basically him, except Grave of the Fireflies, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I talked about that last fucking episode.
Terrible watch. Not terrible watch, but oh my god.
Rough watch. The Wind Rises was good. It's one of the. One of my least.
Worser ones.
Yeah, my least favorite Miyazaki watches. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same vibe as like pretty much all of his movies. There's a little bit of a darker
tone.
Shout out Mark Hamill. I'm pretty sure he's the voice of the. shout out Mark Hamill. I'm pretty sure he's the villain in the English dub. Not the villain, but the.
He's in a few of the English dubs. I know. I haven't seen Boy and the Heron yet. That's still on my list.
Forget his name.
But I know. Dude, that English cast for Boy and the Heron was stacked. Yeah, Willem Dafoe, Pattinson, Mark Hamill, Bale.
Ghibli English dubs are pretty insane. You have Christian Bale for Howl's Moving Castle.
He was Howl?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What the fuck?
In English, yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I've seen that movie like four. What the fuck?
You can't hear the like lisp type shit. You know what I'm saying? That Christian Bale.
And I've never watched it in Japanese either.
Really? I'm pretty sure it's Christian Bale.
What the fuck?
I could be wrong.
Dude, that's crazy.
But they always take like crazy good care of their English dub.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghibli don't fuck around.
The next one that I'm going to watch is Porco Rosso.
the pig pilot. Game. I haven't seen that one.
Michael Keaton is in the English dub.
Is he yeah. The pig?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What am I looking up? Oh, Christian Bale. Christian Bale. But, yeah, it's one of the least... I don't know. It'd be pretty low on my ranking of Ghibli movies.
That'd be a long episode.
Yeah. More of a coherent story in this one instead of just like a vibey,
imaginative,
yeah, adventure,
dreamscape. Not really dreamscape, but
there's still, you know, those aspects. But again, like I said, a little more
sauce.
Yeah, a little more adult, dude. Where the fuck is it at? Christian Bale.
I'm excited for that new Bale shit, dude.
Yeah, he was Hal.
Oh my god,
Hell's Moving Castle.
You seen that? The fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal directed Frankenstein Bride movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Christian Bale as
have
the
they
monster.
Dropped the trailer yet?
They haven't even got it picked up yet, bro.
Oh, true.
They're having, like, bad trouble. I hope it doesn't get canned.
There's two Frankenstein movies coming out this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Or Gyllenhaal's might get pushed back low-key.
Yeah, because I'm not... Well, because Guillermo del Toro's is going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, so. Which sucks.
Yeah.
But Oscar Isaac. I'm set.
But The Wind Rises, it's an 8 out of 10. You know, it's still,
Even the worst Ghibli movie is fucking...
There's not a bad Ghibli movie, I don't think, dude. And if there is, I've yet to see it. But this would probably be, from what I've seen so far, which is like the base Ghibli movies, probably at the bottom of my ranking. Spirited Away would be at the top. I'm a basic bitch.
I probably got Howl's at my top.
Howl's is good.
No, I lied. Mononoke, bro.
Fuck, dude, I've always forget about Mononoke. Fran got a really cool Mononoke shirt, like a button up.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty badass.
Totoro.
Fuck, dude. It's so good, bro. Shout out Ghibli.
Shout out Miyazaki.
Pretty sure I've had a Ghibli movie, like, on...
Definitely top three Japanese people of all time.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, it's Hirohiko Araki, Hideo Kojima, and then Hidetaka Miyazaki.
Don't use the fucking AI shit to recreate his shit.
Yeah, don't use... fuck AI.
Have you seen the Google the
Studio? Yeah, dude.
Dude, that shit's pretty...
That's
pretty
scary.
Wild, dude.
We were 2 years away from Will Smith eating an apple.
No, they got him eating spaghetti, bro. I saw the video earlier. It looks pretty... The eyes are a little off.
Dude.
Will Smith eating spaghetti. The sound was crazy. It was like...
Yeah. We're fucked.
Yeah. People are just going to use that shit to goon, bro.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney jumping up and down, like, you know.
They're definitely going to use that shit to goon, bro. Oh, my God, no. Dude, the blackmail is going to be insane.
Oh, dude, the deep fakes are going to get bad. No, because Trump just... we're not going to get into that. But
yeah.
Anyway, dude, 8 out of 10 for the wind rises.
Yo, the tangents kill me.
What you got next?
Next, I got... I'll just get the Harry Potter train rolling. We got a Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber, baby. It's been a minute since I've seen this one.
I wasn't feeling it.
No.
Like, the childlike whimsy is still there. The kid actor's gotten better. It's just...
This is the one with the flying car in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, with the Weasleys.
This one's just really predictable. And the mystery kind of, like, goes nowhere.
It doesn't progress the story a lot.
The pacing's really slow. I like the villain. The fucking... The bald dude? No, was that the first one? I might be getting it mixed up. Because I know at the end, they fight that fucking snake.
Tom Riddle's, that's the first one.
Yeah, yeah,
no, Chamber of Secrets is the
turban.
The chess at the end, right?
No, Chamber was the turban guy.
You're right. It's been, I need to
watched it like a week ago and it's already like left my mind.
That's, yeah, the ghost of show.
But yeah, I wasn't feeling it. Like I used to love, I still love all the Harry Potter movies, but this one was like one of my favorite ones. But it just didn't hit for me this time like the first one did. It was a lot of the same stuff. Like, and they already introduced like a lot of the cool shit that they already were setting up in the first movie. So it's just like, I feel like it was a retread.
It's still cool to
it's still good
in that world, you know what I'm saying? Just in that vibe.
But just not the strongest Harry Potter film. The kid actors are definitely better. I think Chris Columbus, this is the last directed one. But it just wasn't my cup of tea. Like, it's still heartwarming. It's still charming. Like, We love the world. Like it's a fun world to be in, but it was very predictable and not as engaging as they wanted it to be, doing the mystery stuff and like the fucking the Chamber of Secrets. I was really fucking with it. But I still fuck with it.
What'd you rate it?
It's probably lowest Harry Potter. I'd go like a 6.5 out of 10. It's not mid, it's average. But yeah.
Respect. I'm going to give them all a rewatch this fall. I tried to get Caitlin to rewatch them or watch them a couple years ago, and I think we stopped on Goblet, and I don't know why we never...
Too horny.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, what I got next? Man, I was throwing this on because I thought I was going to vibe with it, and I did. And it's been years since I fucking seen it. Ocean's 12, man.
Ooh.
Ocean's 12.
Hold up.
What's that?
Does it still hold up?
This one's just really stupid, convoluted for no fucking reason, bro. It's cool being with the cast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude, stacked fucking cast, bro.
Yeah, they're all stacked.
Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
This is what the Now You See movies want to be.
Exactly, bro. That's just this with magic. Or that, yeah. Blah, blah. Anyway, fuck those movies. Ocean's 11, I love. One of the best heist movies ever made. 12 is kind of a weak fucking drop.
They're 13, right?
Huh?
They make a 13?
Right? Yeah, there's a 13, which is better than this one, man.
Yeah, the second sequel's usually the
drop-off point. It's cool. It's an alright story, I guess. They just had a lot of extra side shit that they didn't really need to put in. You know, it's funny, it's witty, like I said, it's cool being with the cast, everyone's chemistry is fucking great. Brad Pitt and George Clooney are great together, everyone's just great together. Fucking Casey Affleck, Don Cheadle, fucking everybody in this movie.
It just got Don Cheadle's here.
Yeah, he's British Don Cheadle. But it just didn't hit for me, dude. It's not like it's
Don Cheadle's in Boogie Nights too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I forgot that.
I just wasn't vibing with it as much as I wanted to, as much as I used to, I guess. I was still, like, all right. Just, I think the whole, like, Night Fox story with, have you seen it?
Mm.
The whole Night Fox story.
It's been a minute, but.
With, I forget that French actor's name, the most French fucking dude ever from La Haine.
Oh, yeah.
From Black Swan, too. I forget his name.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Fuck.
I don't know his name off the top of my head, but
Vincent Castle. It just his whole side story. I don't know, dude. It was really convoluted. I didn't need a lot of it.
How long was it? Like long as hell.
It's 2 hours. It's, I don't know. Just the vibe from the first movie going to this is a huge, like, huge drop off. Convoluted as fuck for no reason. I don't know. 5 out of 10 is mids.
Ooh.
It's an alright watch. I guess if you think about it too much, it gets
worse.
Yeah. Some of it didn't make sense. I don't know. The third one's a lot better. Ocean's 13.
Did you watch the 11?
No. Oh, wait. No. Wait, what's up?
Did you watch 11 before?
No. I watched it like pretty recently, and I hadn't seen the second one in a long time, and it was on Netflix, so I was like, fuck it. But 5 out of 10, pretty mids.
God damn.
I don't need to watch Ocean's 8 fucking Rihanna.
Hell nah, bro.
It might be alright. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get around to watching it. I'm pretty sure they're making another Ocean's movie with George Clooney.
Probably. Brad Pitt and George Clooney made a movie last year.
Wolves?
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking mid, bro.
Yeah, I was pretty excited because they were like hyping it up. And I was like, ooh, fucking Brad Pitt and fucking George Clooney.
Apple TV joint. Yeah. It was mid.
Apple TV about to go bankrupt.
Yeah, if they would, I think it was a smart. No, because I feel like it maybe still would have made money because I feel like Brad Pitt brings in a pretty big box office, but they might have made the right move by not putting that in theaters.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do with the High and Low remake.
They're putting it in theaters?
Yeah, it's for like 2 weeks, and it's going straight to Apple TV.
Apple. Damn it. But, I don't know. Yeah, Wolves was fucking ass. I'm trying to think about it, and I can't remember anything about it.
I just remember the trailer and them being in the car, and that's like all I remember, and being somewhat excited for it.
Bad. What you got next?
I'll finish off the Harry Potter that I've watched recently, but I'll end it with the best one, Prisoner of Azkaban. Dude, from the fucking, just the cinematography, the choices with the framing, the acting is way better.
Is this the one where the fucking Ron's mouse gets exposed as a, what's his name?
No, that's the next one. Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
This one's the one with the wolves and shit.
Yeah. Gary Oldman?
Yeah, Gary Oldman, serious. Dude, shout out Gary Oldman, dude. Fuck.
He's like 20 minutes of screen time and he fucking kills.
Yeah, he
like,
murders. Like, he shits on everybody. Usual Gary Oldman shit, but dude, this is easily the best Harry Potter movie. Like, even as a kid, I knew that shit. And I just thought it was the cooler ones, too, because they're fucking teenagers. They got longer hair. They got cooler clothes.
Well, with some of the movies, some of them are kind of too long. Like, I think Chamber of Secrets is...
Yeah, Chamber of Secrets is kind of a slog. Long.
And this one's, like, kind of short and sweet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It gets straight to the point.
Not short. I mean, it's 2 hours, but it's shorter than the fucking rest of
the
CGI
is really good. Like, they had the scene of Harry on the fucking flying... What the fuck is it called? The bird that flies and shit. But it was on the water...
Was this before or after Alfonso Cuarón did fucking Children of Men? Or was this the same year?
I think it was after.
Have you seen that? Children of Men?
No.
That is a good fucking movie. That is a good fucking movie.
Cuarón didn't do Birdman, didn't? No, that was another guy.
Nah, he did Gravity.
Naughty do.
Gravity.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Sandra Bullock joint. He did
That's really good.
Have you ever heard of Y Tu Mama Tambien?
I don't think so.
It's like a 90s
got a little bilingual on this shit.
It's like a threesome movie, bro.
Maybe I gotta watch it now.
It's good. It's fucking good, bro. Low key, like, it's these two young dudes that go on this journey. I forget exactly what they're doing. They graduated high school, I'm pretty sure. They're going on like this trip and they run into this chick. I haven't seen it in a long time. But they run into this chick. She's older. She's more experienced. She ends up, like, teaching them a bunch of shit about life and ends up, like, sleeping with both of them, being their first. You gotta watch it, bro. You gotta watch Y Tu Mama Tambien. It's on Netflix right now.
Sounds like Challengers.
Mexican Challengers, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's even
without tennis. You can just... It's got a... What's his name from Andor in it, dude?
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah. Diego Luna and then Guy Gabriel... fucking Werewolf at Night.
I need to peep Andor, bro.
Gael Garcia. What the fuck?
Star Wars is so fucking dead.
Yeah, Gael Garcia Bernal is in it too. It's good. Alfonso Cuarón's a fucking good director. Roma's an amazing movie. Anyway.
Oh, dude.
Have you seen Roma?
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's a sad movie.
Fuck yeah.
But, sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. No, yeah, man. Fucking Prisoner Azkaban, from Gary Oldman to the teenage actors now getting way better than they were as kids to Cuarón's directing. And this wasn't the best book story-wise, but I think still think that one's Goblet. But fuck, dude, Alfonso Cuarón did his fucking thing. Like, I don't think there's a bad, like, even the time travel shit that they use once as a plot device, it works really good as a fucking plot device. I hate that they don't use it again, because it, you know, fucking help. There's like certain shit in the movies too, like how they get Harry's memories and it's only like his memories and he can see that. That kind of bugs me. But dude, like, I don't really have anything to complain about with this film. It's really fucking good. The best of the franchise.
It gets going pretty fucking fast too.
Yeah, the beginning, like with the train and shit, the fucking little head.
Yeah.
It's pretty trippy, low key. There's some like trippy shots.
There's like no fat on it either. Like, nah. It's just all exactly
the
what
pacing's
it needs
really
to be.
Good. The Hogwarts shit is always fun. They're not really at Hogwarts a lot this one. They're kind of like,
yeah,
like out and about, away from the school, which kind of why I really like it, because it's, I do love Hogwarts and like being in that world, but like stepping away from it, it was refreshing.
Just being in the wizarding world is fucking badass.
You played Hogwarts Legacy?
I started it, dude. I got like,
you know what I hate about it? It's an open world game, but I can't fucking fly anywhere. Yeah. Why am I playing an open world game and I can't fuck? Why are there restricted areas? It's a fucking open world game.
I was really into it for a little bit, and I think I like burnt myself out like playing it too much.
Yeah.
Because after a while,
it's fun.
After a while, I was like, fuck.
Because I never finished the story, bro.
Neither did I. It's long as shit.
And fucking one of the characters looked like my roommate, so every time I saw him, I just kept seeing my roommate.
My character is pretty fly.
Odie Malfoy.
were you evil or what? Or
yeah, I was evil. I was evil as fuck. fuck Gryffindor, bro.
I'm pretty sure I was in Slytherin too.
Hell yeah.
But
ain't nobody picking Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff.
What would you rate it?
9 out of 10, 9.5, around there. Not a flaw that I can think of off the top of my head. There's probably one.
Speaking of Harry Potter,
getting really nitpicky, but fucking amazing movie.
Speaking of Harry Potter, Hagrid was in fucking Ocean's 12.
Oh,
for a second, Richard
Grant? No,
Rupert Grant. Right. Movie podcast. Robbie Coltrane, bro.
Wow, we were way fucking off. Okay, I think Rupert came from Ron's actor.
Yeah,
Rupert Grant.
I'm pretty.
Dude, sure. He was in that fucking M. Night movie with Batista.
Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah,
that was an alright movie.
It was good.
It was one of the better.
Batista was acting his ass off, dude.
Yeah,
he was really good in that.
But yeah, Hagrid was in Ocean's 12 for like 10 minutes. Cool. I saw him with, because he was like clean shaven, bro. Like, he didn't have a beard. He had like a buzz cut. I was like, this guy looks fucking
familiar. Passed, didn't he?
Huh?
He passed, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he did.
RIP. Yep.
RIP. Nick Frost is playing.
That M. Night shit got me thinking about fucking old and that one character named Black Escalade or the fuck.
Oh, Midsize Sedan?
Bro.
That is such a fucking bad. When I showed Caitlin that movie, dude, and I didn't tell her anything about it, bro. And she thought it was like a spoof. Like, she thought it was like a comedy type of deal, you know?
I do. Like, I read like the source material that he based off of, and it was like very different. Like, it had the same like structure and stuff. Like,
would have been interesting if the dialogue wasn't shit.
Dialogue is terrible. It just doesn't feel like they're real people. No. Like, there's one like scene.
Jaren, I'm a doctor. My
yeah,
name's Jaren.
That's the exact scene, bro. When they like fucking perform the surgery and everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's so. I don't get it.
That main guy from that, Gael Bernal, he's the guy that I was talking about from Itu Mama Tambien.
Oh, shit.
Good actor. Bad fucking movie.
Everybody was bad in that. The only redeeming quality was that fucking dumbass name.
We should do an and he's a fucking great actor too, bro. The guy who played Aaron Pierre, who plays Midsize Sedan.
Yeah, that's fucking Green Lantern. He was in was he in Rebel Ridge?
Yeah, that was him.
Dude, that movie is fucking good.
He's good, bro. put in the duties.
No, he was
Everyone was fucking bad.
I don't think they had a choice, bro. Like, the script was just doing no favors.
Mid-size sedan.
Mid-size sedan.
That's a crazy name.
When I fucking heard that, I was like, no, no.
What? It's his fucking rapper name, dude. This shit's crazy.
God.
Up next on my shit, and I can't talk about it too much because you haven't seen it yet, but new Final Destination, dude.
Ooh, seen it today, actually.
Bloodlines, you're going to be fucking... You're going to be surprised.
I was surprised because you aren't the biggest fan of these movies.
I don't even like the first one, bro. I like the fifth one, whenever the twist at the end is it wherever
the, is that the gymnastics in. One?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that one. Some of the kills in, like, the first three movies are cool, but the fifth movie, I think it's the fifth movie.
It's the fifth, because the fourth one is dog shit.
Yeah, the fourth one's the NASCAR one, right? Mm. The fifth one's the bridge. Yeah, the fifth one's good. This is the best. Bloodlines is the best Final Destination movie I've seen fucking hands down.
Nice. Fuck yeah. I'm excited to see that today.
They take the, you know, Final Destination formula, and they flip it on its fucking head, and they finally do something different with it.
Dude. Yes.
You'll be surprised, bro.
Let's go.
Have you seen any of the trailers?
I'll see, like, the previews, like, at work. Like, if I go to the premiere, like, they always have the previews. So I've seen some of them, but...
When I first saw them, I was like, damn, they just spoiled two major kills.
They weren't even, like, big kills?
They were... It's not really a spoiler, but they weren't much of anything. They flip it, and they'll... They just... There's a lot of twists and turns.
It's fresh.
In this shit. And, dude, I saw it with a fucking... packed fucking crowd. Everyone was laughing, having a good fucking time. All the deaths were... It's a fun movie, dude.
Hell yeah.
It's a fun movie. It was like a Sunday fucking night, dude. I thought I was gonna be dead, but it was packed, bro.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of people come in, and they got their Final Destination tickets. I'm like, hell yeah. They're like, is it scary? I'm like, I haven't seen it.
It's not... I mean, it's a Final Destination movie. It's not gonna be scary. You go there for the kills, you know what I'm saying?
It's so weird, like, whenever people... I try to recommend people horror... Because, like, I'm just so desensitized to it. Like, I don't really get scared at shit. So I'm like, oh, you... Like, this is a horror movie, but it's not really, like, scary. Like, you like Sinners is labeled as a horror movie. I didn't think Sinners is scary. Final Destinations are labeled as horror movies. I don't think they're scary.
They're, I don't know, it's just a fun fucking popcorn movie. And even, like, it kind of had, like, some surprising, like, emotional beats too, bro, for a Final Destination movie. It's it kind of touches on generational trauma, and the way that death works in this movie is really cool, and I think you'll fuck with it. I really fucked with it. Best Final Destination.
I was surprised when you told me.
My only ick about it would probably be the CGI kills.
Ooh.
They do most of the kills are CGI.
No prosthetic.
They're mostly CGI.
Right.
But they still do some cool practical stuff with you know, car wrecks and stuff, blah blah blah. But I wish the kills would have been more practical. They could have gone, like, fucking insane with the practical effects, but
I saw Tony Todd's last role.
Yeah, when he popped up, everyone was fucking, like, my crowd started fucking, like, cheering.
Doing backflips like in game. I thought his last shit was gonna be Spider-Man 2. Because he was Venom.
In the game?
Yeah, he was Venom.
No fucking
way. I swear to God.
Dude, no shit?
Yeah. But he recorded, like, there was an interview with him. He was saying that he recorded, like, way more voice lines than they fucking did. They put in the game. Because, dude, that Venom shit was short as fuck.
He had the suit for, like, 2 days.
Yeah. And they solved the crisis in New York that made the entire...
Yeah, like, a week.
Okay, I'm not going to fucking go off on a Spider-Man 2 tangent. It's a good game.
Shout out Tony Todd, RIP. He had a really good going away message, I feel like.
Oh, in this?
In this movie, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You'll fuck with the dude.
The Candyman.
Ah, fuck, dude. I wish I could talk about the kills, man. There's one in this, bro, that'll... it's
make you scream.
I think it's the best Final Destination kill, dude.
Ooh.
And I think you'll know which one I'm talking about.
Is it the bartender
about.
One?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I seen that, and I was like...
It, not too much of a spoiler, but it happens inside of a hospital with something you wouldn't fucking think. It's crazy. It kind of doesn't make sense, but it you'll see what I'm talking about.
Checking out tonight, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, dude. I had a really fucking good
fuck
time.
Fuck yeah.
That might be like recency bias and like crowd bias because I was with me and Fran saw it, and he was in town for like 3 days, and we could have done a podcast, and I totally didn't think about it. But fuck it. Now we went on a little double date with Fran and his new flame.
The friend flame.
But double dated, everyone that went, we fucking loved it. All had a good time. Fran was touching my leg the whole fucking time, dude.
Janking it?
He's trying to, dude. Nah, but a
jank going.
Yeah, dude, 9 out of 10. Turn your fucking brain off. Some of it doesn't make sense.
Doesn't matter.
Some of the dialogue is shit. But dude, twists and turns, the kills, fucking amazing.
Hell yeah. I was shit on this movie too. I was like, I'm not seeing no fucking Final Destination slop.
It's good, man. I thought it was gonna be shit too when I was going in. I was like, fuck it, we'll go see it, you know, fucking turn my brain off, blah blah blah. But I was invested, dude.
Fuck yeah. Made me more excited, bro.
I was invested. It's good. Go check that shit out.
ASAP.
What you got?
I got a classic. I feel like every week, every podcast, I just have one of these just classic 80s action movies. The Terminator. More of a horror movie. Dude, this shit fucks. The score fucks. Arnie fucks. Saragana fucks. Everything fucks. James Cameron. Mwah.
The fucking practical effects.
Dude,
everything
yes.
Everything practical, bro. Fucking.
And fuck, what was the calories, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking. Like, the story. Perfect. Like. Dude, I fucking love this movie. Comfort, easy, comfort watch. Fucking. Yeah, bro. Then what's crazy is the second one's even better. Usually the second one sucks dick.
And then after the second one, it gets
fucking. It only exists with two movies. But, dude, like, Arnie's amazing. Fucking. Like, just the whole fucking Skynet shit is so cool, especially nowadays with AI.
Living in it.
Yeah, we're getting, like, taking over. But it's just so creative, so cool. So fresh, especially like back in like the 80s. I know they were tweaking for this shit, bro.
Oh, dude, when this movie came out, I'm sure
they were shaking that ass.
Yeah, bro.
But
well, like any new fucking movie that dropped with like crazy practical effects, everyone was like, wah, like going crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Like the fucking, like the Thing, bro.
Yeah, the Thing, Alien.
Yeah.
Fucking, like just shit that people had never seen.
I think that's the greatest horror movie of all time.
Yeah. But just shit that people like had never seen before, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine,
like, some real creative shit.
Imagine showing Transformers to like a fucking somebody from the 50s, bro. Their fucking brain would explode.
Or a Pilgrim, dude.
Their fucking brain would like shut down. But that was like the golden age of movies, man. 80s,
hell
90s,
yeah.
Practical filmmaking.
I miss it, bro. I'm glad Terrifier still does like the practical shit.
There's still practical shit being done in movies, especially like, you know, obviously lower budget. Like, lower budget, like, has
it's
the best practical shit sometimes, dude.
And they don't have the money. Like, Disney be dropping, like, $300 million on these fucking projects and shit, bro. And they look bad. Like, I don't get it. What are you doing with this wad of cash that...
Embezzling.
Yeah. I'll go some marketing, bro.
What would you rate The Terminator?
Terminator fucking... 10 out of 10, like...
That was a perfect movie.
The first two are literally perfect. I don't know why they continue to make more shit, but they could have just stopped it right there. And I wish James Cameron would do something different this century besides goddamn Avatar, dude. He can be doing so much more. Why the fuck are you making 5 of these ripoffs of The Last Airbender? I'm sorry, they're fucking... It's still the exact same shit, bro. I'm sorry.
That'll probably be the thing that he dies on, is Avatar.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got notes for whoever is going to take the fucking helm.
I do respect that he's not using AI, though. He was saying, like, that there's going to be a thing that pops up. It's like, no generative AI was used at all in making this film.
In every movie, or what?
No,
or
like,
just like
Avatar.
In Avatar.
Yeah, he's going to have, like, a big-ass thing pop up so everybody knows. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I feel like it's just going to get so bad.
And everybody sees it, so.
Yeah, I feel like it's just going to get bad with
James
AI,
Cameron summoning 100 fucking million dick riders of...
Because fucking Natasha Lyonne is making a movie with AI, dude. I don't know what the fuck, like, how she's going to incorporate it, but it's supposed to be used in, like, some of the visuals and shit. And I will be going to see that.
I was already iffy about fucking the Brutalist using the shit.
At least they didn't use it on anything visual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everything was...
It was just to, like, perfect the accents.
Yeah.
Which I just think is pretty whack. But, God, the movie's fucking good.
Fuck it.
Kind of rough.
Up next, have you ever seen Chef?
Yeah, John Favreau.
Yeah, this is a good fucking movie.
Dude, I actually saw this shit because of Filthy Frank.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Because they always had that fucking, yeah, that gag.
The Blu-ray.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I should watch Chef.
Oh my, I forgot about that, bro.
Hair cake.
Oh my God, bro. Hair cake is 10 out of 10, bro. I wonder if they, I'm gonna add hair cake onto Letterboxd, bro.
Dude, we got to. Hair cake, vomit cake, what else is there?
Fucking iDubbbz, bro. Him and H3 are beefing right now.
I saw that.
Ethan Klein.
I paid it no mind.
I got, like, into a rabbit hole a couple nights ago. I watched the new Content Cop. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, I'm in, like, a weird NBA rabbit hole. So, yesterday, Tyrese Haliburton hit a game winner, and he scored, like, a lot of points in overtime to win the game. But they were down, like, 15 points with 3 minutes left, which is fucking insane to come back from anyways. But they're calling him, like, the Haliban and, like, Hitler Burden that...
Oh my God.
And, like, that he sacrificed the Colts owner. Okay, so the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, died yesterday. He's in the same town as Indiana Pacers, and they're on a run right now to the finals. So they're saying that he sacrificed Jim Irsay for a ring. And, dude, NBA Twitter fucking schizophrenic pipeline is the funniest shit ever. Little NBA tangent, but y'all watch the playoffs. Just crazy good right now. And hockey.
Nah, dude, I was looking for... I don't know, something just chill to watch, something I didn't really have to, like, pay attention to. So I threw on fucking Chef, bro. And...
Locking?
This is, like, the ultimate hangout movie, dude. Food porn, fucking... No real three-point story. It's just about Jon Favreau finding his love of food again, connecting with his kid. Great fucking cast, bro. But Chef, dude... Fucking amazing cast. Jon Favreau, Sofia Vergara, Robert Downey Jr. is in this for like 10 minutes.
Cameo.
Probably cost like $1 million just to happen for 10 minutes.
That's all their budget.
Because this is fresh off of like Iron Man 3, Avengers, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And Jon Favreau, too. I mean, he helped start all that shit. But Chef, dude, it's just a cool, vibey hangout movie. Food porn. They talk about Vine a lot.
I haven't seen it in a fucking minute.
It's very 2013 coded. Talk about Vine a lot. It's just a good fucking hangout movie. You know, he fucking starts off at this restaurant. He's head chef. Ends up going off on a fucking food critic over some Twitter shit. And then getting kind of publicly canceled, stepping away from the limelight. And then coming back with this food truck with a bunch of fucking interesting dishes. And it's good, man. It's a great chef. Shout it out. Go watch it. Fucking buy it on
Chef. Monday.
Cook it in a cake.
Vomit cake, vomit perhaps. Cake.
It's good shit. 8 out of 10.
Hell yeah.
8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Uppers.
Coming for us. What you got next?
I shot the sheriff. I got Doom.
No shit.
The first one. I haven't seen it in a fucking minute because literally all I did last year was rewatch Doom Part 2 over and over again.
It's so much better after watching Doom.
Yes, bro.
It's so much better.
Like, if you thought that shit was good before.
Because you watch Doom 1 and it feels like it doesn't really go anywhere.
And like, yeah, they're setting up the world. There's a lot of shit. Especially like after reading the book. I didn't read that shit. I listened to it. But there's so much, like, the way the book is structured, it's a miracle this shit got made. Because, like, dude, it's just straight inner monologue the entire fucking book.
Well, exposition on fucking...
Yeah, like, boom, boom,
just amazing, like, I mean, just crazy things that don't fucking exist, you know?
And it's like, you gotta imagine all this shit, and, like, it's literally a miracle that this got made, that Denis was behind the camera, that we got Timmy.
There's, like, 25 fucking books or some shit.
Yeah, they're fucking long. I've only read up to Messiah. But
talk about Dune. I gotta piss.
Dune is, I mean, this one shouldn't have won as many awards as it did. Dune Part 2 should have won all those fucking awards, but God, I mean, the cinematography, the score fucks, everything about this goddamn movie And it's just enhanced because Dune Part 2 is such a fucking phenomenon spectacle that it makes this movie better. And you get to watch them side by side now. That's pretty cool. But fucking from Timmy's acting, going from the woeful Paul Atreides with no training to trying to become one with the Fremen, and like even the killing Jamis scene, like everything is just so good. Everyone's so invigorated into their characters. They're disappeared. The fucking the box scene is amazing. Watching this, or because I saw this before I saw the David Lynch Dune, and I was like, what? I don't know. The stark contrast between those two is fucking night and day. It's kind of funny. I can't believe David Lynch has that in his filmography, but well, it was more of a committee-directed movie, and I don't think David Lynch really had any fingerprints on that movie. But Evan's back.
David, oh, from the old Dune. Yeah. I was like, how'd you get to David Lynch? I forgot about that. I still haven't seen the old Dune.
It's kind of bad. Yeah, I was just talking about, like, the fucking, how everyone's sinking into their roles. Like, some of the notable scenes, the box scene, fucking Jameis, his dad's death.
Ah, dude, that was Oscar Isaac's.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac's amazing in this shit too, bro. Everybody's just on their fucking A-game. Denis, like, not much more needs to be said about him. It's a fucking good movie, and it's enhanced even further from Dune Part 2, so.
We're gonna see what happens when Jason Momoa comes back.
That's gonna be wild. I want Pattinson to fucking, Pattinson Timmy, come on, dude. Bro.
Is he confirmed for Dune?
No.
No, not yet.
But, dude, please.
They said the Batman 2 script's almost fucking done, dude.
Oh,
that's what they say.
Dude, that shit's like the Cardi album. That shit ain't never coming out. Everything I like just gets fucking delayed.
What would you rate Chef? Or not Chef, what the fuck? Dude, I'm off like 3 hours of sleep, bro. What would you rate Dune?
Dune? Fuck. It was already like an 8, 9 out of 10, bro. It was really good, but it's just enhanced even more. I'm gonna go 9. 4.5 stars, 4 stars. Dune Part 2 is obviously better, but just Dune Part 2 being as good as it is, and this being the setup to that this universe, this world, these characters, the story, it's really fucking good, man. And just the fact that it was able to get made is a triumph.
Any general audience member that I've talked to about Dune fucking hates it, bro. Not Dune Part 2, but the first Dune.
No, I couldn't sit through that shit.
I guess because they didn't understand it. I didn't hate it when I first watched it. I just didn't know.
Well, what it was leading up to.
I didn't know what it was. Yeah, exactly.
Because I refused to read the book.
Because it felt like I watched this long-ass fucking movie where nothing really happened. It was just all exposition. But in reality, like, looking back and going back and watching it again.
There's a lot of shit that happened.
After all that shit, there is a lot of shit.
The CGI is fucking amazing, bro. And, like, the fucking, like, sounds that certain shit makes.
Like, real, like, analog sounds.
It's pretty, like, the fucking Ornithopter.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking amazing.
Shout
out Denis, bro.
Dune Messiah is gonna fucking...
God, it's gonna fuck.
It's gonna kill Denis, bro.
He was gonna make like 3 movies or some shit before Dune Messiah because he wanted the actors to like age up. But fucking, he was like, nah, fuck that. I'm in Dune mode, so.
Why not?
It'd be funny if we get that before Batman. We probably are.
God, dude, if Robert Pattinson's able to fucking do both, this is gonna be fucking great.
Along with the run he's on right now.
Jesus.
Plus, he has like 3 shits coming out this year.
Yeah, like indie movies.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Up next on my shit, you've probably seen the poster for this. Have you ever heard of Fantastic Planet?
I don't think so.
With the blue alien people?
That poster looks really familiar.
It's a Criterion joint, bro. And I saw it on HBO. The animation looked really fucking interesting.
Oh, it's animated?
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to check it out and see what's up. 1973... It's really fucking trippy, dude. So, like, all right, there's the blue people, right? I forget what all the fucking names are because they're, like, called, like, goops and orms and oms and
goons.
All this stupid shit. But, I don't know the fucking terminology. But anyway, blue alien people, they live, they have a meditation process, they have, like, their own community, you know what I'm saying, going on. But they have humans, I guess, they're tiny compared to these fucking aliens. I think they call them, like, Oms or some shit. But they keep humans as, like, pets and, like, make them fight and, like, do all this shit. Like, they'll trade them, keep them as pets, do all this shit with them. And the humans end up rebelling against these fucking aliens. Really interesting story. Really interesting animation. It's all hand-drawn animation, like pastel.
This sounds
like
up my alley as fuck.
It's pretty fucking cool, dude. The sound design is fucking crazy, dude. I watched it with like all the fucking cats in here, like a bunch of cats. And they were all like freaking out from the sounds and shit. But it's a cool story. It's really interesting to see animation from that time look like this. It's been restored. I think in like 2016 it got restored, but really interesting story, cool concept. It's obviously had a lot of influence on a lot of movies nowadays.
Is it foreign?
Yeah, this is a let's see, Czechoslovakian? Yeah, Czechoslovakian movie.
Damn.
Yeah, getting crazy with it.
Them Czechs going nasty.
But really good, really interesting. I didn't know where it was going to go when I first started watching it. It's like a really, I don't know how to describe it, dude. It's really not vibey, but like really just dystopian and weird and unlike anything I've ever watched before. And it was really, really fucking good. 9 out of 10.
Fuck yeah.
Fantastic Planet, Criterion Joint.
Say it again.
Say it again. Fucking, yeah, dude. 9 out of 10. I wish I could really say more about it, but it's more of like an experience.
It's just one of those.
Because the aliens have like this meditation process, but it never fully explains what they're doing in this meditation process. And it has like a really, not surrealism necessarily. It's just really cool imagery to watch from the 70s.
I would love to have a little trip in the woods.
Shit.
Watching that.
Maybe not with the sounds, because the sounds get kind of intense, but it'd be an interesting watch for sure.
I forgot to bring you fucking Ava.
Off the fungi.
Oh, damn. Fuck. I got Jock Swing back, bro.
I'll watch it. But, yeah, 9 out of 10. Fantastic Planet. Unlike anything I've ever fucking seen.
Dude, I want to watch that. HBO?
Yeah, it's good. It's like an hour and 15 minutes long. Quick little watch.
Hell yeah.
They speak French in it. But
oh, yeah, movie news. HBO has rebranded again.
The fucking HBO Max.
Yeah. No more Max.
Again.
Fucking stupid.
Dumb. I think that was my last watch, man. Alright, now I got one more that I finished earlier, but I'll let you go ahead.
Shit, bet.
Be a long ass fucking episode.
Hell yeah. We got some watches. I'm not gonna include all mine either. But I do a little heartwarming one. A little one that I grew up with. Lilo and Stitch.
OG Lilo?
Yep. I didn't know there was a fucking sequel.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch 2.
Because after this finished, Disney has like the autoplay shit. Lilo and Stitch 2, and I was like, what? What the fuck? But I was watching this with Serena. I was getting really like fucking cinephile-y and fucking nitpicky. I was like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. Being serious? It's fucking stupid. What is this, made for kids? I was like, yes. But, yeah, no, I'm fucking with it. But Lilo and Stitch is good, man. It's fucking classic. Heartwarming.
Classic, dude.
Oh, I mean, it's family.
I feel like, I don't know if Snow White made a lot of money. No. I tried to watch that this week.
It did not make anything.
Stopped, bro. I made like 30 minutes in and I was like, oh, no.
Dude, it's bad.
I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. I like
Miss
some of the
Stone.
I like some of the fucking like the Disney whatever live action remakes. Beauty and the Beast was all right.
Emma Watson. Who was the Beast?
Emma Watson. Dan Stevens. From Abigail.
Oh.
And he's been in a couple other things too. I forget. But I like the little Mermaid was all right too. You know what I'm saying?
I don't watch none of these live action remakes, bro. I try to give it no time. I like the Maleficent. I like Maleficent a lot.
I thought Maleficent was kind of mid.
What?
Kind of mid.
I don't know. I think think that, I don't know. I need to see Cruella, though. I like
Cruella's a good movie.
I like what they were doing with like the villain shit.
That's not even, it's live action, but it's not even like a retelling of anything. It's just
like some new shit.
Cruella's story. Yeah, that's a good shit. That's a good movie.
And like, dude, Mufasa, they had that shit in theaters for 4 months. 4 fucking months. Who the fuck is watching this? Like, that shit came out on Disney and people were still coming to see it. Like, dude, fuck you.
Well, everything else is getting like 2 weeks.
Yeah. In theaters. Mickey 17 bombed. Mufasa was still playing during that film's entire lifetime. Like, dude, fuck movie going audiences. Y'all suck.
Hey, they're starting to make. Well, they're coming back for Final Destinations. They came back for Sinners. Thunderbolts made some money fucking too, so. People are going back to the theaters.
We got some IPs coming out in July.
Oh, it's Superman.
Jurassic
Park.
Dude, those movies make a lot of fucking money. Even if there's shit.
Even in June, dude, there's so much shit. Like, every week there's like a big fucking like
F1 is in July too. That looks fucking amazing.
But we digress.
What else? But yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. I'm just thinking about it's Lilo and Stitch, man. Like, what more needs to be said about it? Like,
they're ticking out.
It's just cute.
They took out one of the major characters for the new.
Yeah, the big ass alien dude.
Yeah.
I saw that, but I'm probably not gonna watch the live action.
I think it might be.
I might check it out.
I mean, it's kind of. They said that everyone that's working on it is like Hawaiian or like from that descent, which I think that's kind of cool because that's what Lilo and Stitch is like all about, you know.
You didn't want some white people in there.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Stitch looks good. I thought they were going to fuck that up because Disney usually does.
Have him look uncanny.
Yeah, fuck. But I mean, Lilo and Stitch is good, man. I don't really got more much else to say about it. But like, we've seen it all. It's a Disney movie. It's pretty good. 8 out of 10.
Hell yeah.
Probably my favorite because Toy Story fucks.
Toy Story does fuck.
All of them. I've only seen the fourth once. I wasn't a big fan.
Wasn't needed. Last on my shit, I've got the most fucking American movie ever fucking goddamn made. Keep a can of Copenhagen in your back fucking pocket, goddamn it.
Team America World Police?
It's fucking American Sniper, brother. From Clint Eastwood.
What a stark contrast.
Bradley Cooper joint. Is this a good movie? Yes. Did it deserve to be nominated for all the shit that it was nominated for? No, sir, did not. Bradley Cooper, you're not that guy, pal. No, I'm just kidding. Bradley Cooper he's an amazing
actor. What did this get nominated for?
Best fucking...
I know actor for sure. Most likely director.
Best feature film. It was just a huge... like, I just finished it earlier. It's like a huge fucking Oscar bait movie. I'm not going to get into politics. Do I agree with... No, I'm not going to get into politics. Chris Kyle, dude. The deadliest sniper in American history. This was during the Iraq War. This kind of tells his story about what's going on with, obviously, the Iraq War. And then coming back home to his family. The effects that it's having on him and his family. As well as, you know, PTSD starts coming in. Blah, blah, blah. It's a good movie. A good story. I just didn't think it needed to be made into a movie, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I could see a documentary on this.
Yeah, a documentary would be cool. Just a full-length feature film. They made up a side story about... They made up a villain.
For the movie?
For this movie. Yeah, dude, Mustafar, dude. They made up, like, a rival sniper.
Mustafar.
From Iraq. Yeah, his name was Mustafar.
They stole this shit from Star Wars. Star Wars brain.
And, that whole, like...
I mean, that was...
villain side story. And not even a side story. It's kind of the main story, dude. Because he goes to war. Some shit happens with this guy. Comes back. His wife gets on to him about going to war. And he's like, I haven't killed enough, honey. I got to go back. I got to go kill him. And he goes back. Some shit happens with Mustafar. Comes back. Same shit. Has another kid. Wife gets on to him. I got to go, honey. They're counting on me, blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's good, but it's just
unnecessary.
Not what it wanted to be. 7 out of 10, just because Bradley Cooper is really good. I like Clint Eastwood as directing. They had a fake baby in this one.
Oh, God. This is like the era of CGI babies.
Not even CGI, bro. They just had a fake plastic fucking baby that Bradley Cooper was holding for like 3 minutes. He was like moving its fucking hand with his finger to try to
now make that's it, acting.
Make it seem like it's doing something. But aside from that, aside from some of the continuity shit, it's a good movie, you know? I'm not... It's a good movie. I keep, like, wanting to say it's a good movie. His story is kind of crazy, though. He died, Chris Kyle, after... I don't know what exactly it was. I'm not going to look it up right now. But I think somebody was asking him for help, and he ended up getting killed by that person, or something happened. I'm not too sure. Anyway, rest in peace, American Sniper. It's on Netflix if you're bored. If you're fucking American, if you got some Copenhagen in your
pocket. I'll say you want some dip.
You got some Copenhagen in your back pocket, you fucking put that shit on and fucking...
Maybe some Camel Crushes, man.
it's good. Bradley Cooper's a really fucking good actor.
I wish he'd do more non-Oscar baity shit. Because he is really good.
Dude, have you seen Licorice Pizza?
I don't think so.
PTA joint.
Oh, I haven't seen 2 PTA films. I'm a fucking fake fan.
You gotta watch Licorice Pizza.
I should be executed.
Bradley Cooper's in that for like 15 minutes and he steals the whole fucking movie.
Really? Oh, his PTA is most recent, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then he has the Leo shit coming out this year. I can't fucking wait for that, bro.
It's gonna be so good. Let's,
Benicio, too.
So, we were gonna do a PTA ranking today, but this video ran a little long.
We got some tangents. We got some watches.
This session ran a little long, so we'll save PTA ranking for next week. We'll just use this as a watch list catch up.
Yep,
we're going off.
Ignore the intro.
Do you have any? Do you have any other watches?
Yeah, I had let's finish off the watch list
because we haven't even started talking about PTA yet.
This one's pretty unremarkable. It's the first topic, dude.
Oh, first topic.
I was in a Lord of the Rings, Mordor, Middle Earth. Earthian mood, but I didn't want to fucking watch 3 hours of Lord of the Rings, so I was like, I watched 2 hours of Lord of the Rings. Man, I don't... This would have been better as one movie. This should not have been... I didn't even watch the other two, but this is the best one, though.
Maybe two
okay,
movies
I could see
most.
Two, yeah.
Like, setup, you know, beginning.
A part one and a part two.
And then all the Smaug, is that his
yeah,
fucking name? Shit. For the second movie.
Yeah, like...
fucking...
It was just a lot of fucking setup, bro. A lot of going nowhere. A lot of journey, but we weren't journeying to anything significant. Like, Peter Jackson, why did you make these?
There's no... I mean, there's obviously some practical elements, but there's a lot of...
There's a lot of CGI. A
lot of CGI.
Especially that, compared to, like, what they were able to do in Lord of the Rings.
That river scene is rough. The barrel
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Some of it looks good, but there are some noticeable, like, shitty fucking shots.
Especially, like, because it's in the Lord of the Rings universe, bro. You're immediately going to compare it to those movies, and they're just magical.
And that's why Lord of the Rings was so acclaimed, because all the... I
practical.
Mean, obviously,
like, the locations.
Yeah.
Dude.
Locations, practical effects, the little sets, the huge, gigantic sets they fucking build.
And, like, we're not even, like, touching on, like, the story and, like, the lore of this shit, which is phenomenal, like, obviously, but, man...
The Hobbit just shits on all of that.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch Rings of Power, bro.
I'm glad that fucking Gandalf is...
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that they brought Ian McKellen back.
He was in the fucking green screen room wanting to kill himself.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be on Doomsday, dude.
Bro's like 90 now, dude. Come on.
Wiping slobber from his fucking mouth.
Fucking
the Disney execs got to change his diaper. He's too old for this shit, bro.
We'll see what they do. They got a year.
Yeah.
They got a year.
A year for Avengers movie CGI.
I actually do have some more watches.
Oh.
TV watches. No, keep going. What did you just say? What did you just bring up? What movie?
Doomsday.
No, the fucking... What was next on your watch list?
No, that was it.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Okay. Severance, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost done with it, dude. We got 2 episodes left. It is fucking amazing.
Ben Stiller, bro.
Ben Stiller's that fucking guy, dude. I didn't know he could fucking direct like that. And I need to look up cinematographer too, but oh my
god.
It's the whole show is fucking great.
I fucking love what's his name in it? Totoro?
Who is it?
John Turturro.
Oh yeah, yeah, fucking Irving.
Dude.
I love all the characters.
Yeah, they're so fucking good and fleshed out.
The freaking Spider-Man guy. I need to fucking use his actual fucking name.
The other CEO of Six.
Yeah. Adam Scott, dude. Everyone. Severance is fucking great, bro. It is trippy as shit, bro. Like,
I have another watch too, but it's also a show.
Same. I got like a couple of shows to talk about, but Severance, man, mysterious as fuck. You don't know where the fuck it's going.
I still have the last two episodes, as Evan does.
For the second season?
Because I quit watching. I started watching Ava whenever they were airing. But
dude, it's
I'm about to finish up Ava officially, or the movie. But yeah. I'm going to get back on the Severance train.
It's good.
I kind of want to rewatch it, bro.
I might have to, bro. Because, like, there's just so much shit that happens. And it's not convoluted, but they handle
the convolution like
very,
really well.
Very well. Yeah, yeah. Like, because it's, I mean, a whole mystery for the whole episode. And then it gives you kind of an answer at the end to some of, like, the open fucking plot lines and shit. But, no, dude, shout out Mr. Milchick, bro. Just everything about that show. Christopher Walken's in that show, dude. Him and John Turturro are freaking gay lovers. That shit in charge? Oh, you gotta give it a second. But, it's just so good, dude. So good.
What'd you rate it?
So mysterious. That's a 10 out of 10 fucking show, bro.
Yeah, I can't
lie. I haven't seen the ending yet, but, I mean, dude, I hate that I'm so late on the Severance train,
I've heard
bro.
Nothing but like they've stuck the landing.
Dude, Twitter was blowing up about it for like
months. That's why I started watching it.
Months, bro. And like I saw like some spoilers, I guess, but like I didn't remember them and like they were out of context, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on anyway.
Especially in this show.
Yeah. But really good, bro. I thought it was gonna be more funny, but it's just straight dystopian
mindfuck
drama fucking mystery. It's crazy. Was that a dog?
Think so.
The fuck? Anyway, what show have you been watching?
Evangelion, baby. Just finished it. Made Serena watch it. I'm going to watch the movie into Evangelion until we finish the first 26 episodes. And, bro, it's just magical.
This is the first time she'd watched it?
Yep. Fucking. Or because I've been watching it, but
I'm going to understand it, bro.
Huh?
Am I going to understand it?
Yeah, you'll understand it.
Because I've watched, like, some, like, I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but I've watched, like,
it has similarities to Severance. Not exactly the same, but, like, it's really trippy, really convoluted, but there's a baseline story, there's character themes. The three main characters are very well fleshed out. There's actually, like, four main characters, really, if you count Misato. But, dude, it's fucking amazing. Just that classic 90s anime. It's a mecha, but it's also a drama and a character study, but it's also sci-fi, but horror. It blends all these genres into just one big ol' pool.
Really emotional too.
It's fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty rough, especially into Evangelion, but dude, phenomenal. I'm about to go back to mine just to drop you off the Blu-ray. Like, once you get it, you'll get it, and if you don't get it, it's okay.
I'm gonna check it out for sure. So the season, movie,
that's it.
But
I will say, for anyone that wants to get into Ava, episode 25 and episode 26 of the original series are the first ending they made because they ran out of money. They ran out of funding. So they had a lot of still frames, still images that stayed on characters for a while, but they still meant a lot because of the music playing behind it and like the character themes, the character decisions. So it's still a really great ending, but they were like, nah, we got money now, because they wanted to see the actual shit. And then they made Into Evangelion, which is episode 25 and 26 rebranded as a movie as Evangelion.
How long was the gap from them doing that?
I think like 2 years.
Okay.
So like, dude, and like the animation is perfect. The sound design is perfect. The story choice. There's some wild shit.
Why are they trying to fuck each other? They're both dudes.
Bro. Hey.
Chill out. My kittens are trying to fuck each other. My mom's kittens are trying to fuck each other right now. Hold on.
Hey. Cut it out.
Jesus.
Sorry, I had to stop some fucking cat assault.
Oh my god.
Right now. Jesus. What the fuck else was I going to talk about? Oh, The Last of Us, man. I'm caught up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm caught up with it.
I haven't been peeping.
Man, I'm playing it side by side with the fucking game right now, The Last of Us Part 2.
I'm one of those people that's like, I played the game, I don't need to watch that shit.
That's how I was. I watched The Red Bread. Shout out to The Red
Bread. The GOAT, bro.
Play a couple years back.
When I couldn't afford a game, he was there for me.
And now I'm finally playing through it, the remastered version. It's so... so good, bro. Fuck what anybody said about this game. Who gives a fuck that it's a fucking female protagonist?
Bro.
Like, who?
It's the fucking incels that are fucking... this is the same people that are getting mad at the Ghost of the Tsushima shit that they have a female protagonist. Who like, the dude, fuck cares?
It's the same...
Ellen Ripley is a fucking female protagonist. Do people get mad about her?
It's the same fucking... it's the same fucking thing, just a different gender, bro.
Like, they get so mad, dude.
It's... I mean, I can understand some of the hate that the show...
And it's Ellie.
Yeah, dude, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I can understand the hate that the show was getting, but anyone that hated on the game, bro, you're fucking delusional. I haven't played Ghost of Tsushima, so I don't know if it should have won Game of the Year over that.
It shouldn't have, but Last of Us 2 is an amazing game.
It's fucking really good, bro. It's like 40 hours fucking long, too, bro.
Just straight story, too.
Story. Like, I love Naughty Dog's just, like, gaming mechanics.
Yeah,
just
like, fucking Uncharted, a Ratchet & Clank.
Find... like, ammo, fucking rationing, all that shit, crafting. I like it, man. I play more story-based games.
Yeah, that's all you gotta play, bro. Fuck multiplayer.
But, the show compared... okay, so The Last of Us Season 1 compared to the first Last of Us game, really fucking good contrast. They did a really good job. I really fucked with it. They changed, you know, a lot of shit from the game, but overall, I still fucked with it. Second season... dude, I don't feel like we're progressing at all, low-key. I mean, obviously, you know, the big event happens.
They definitely want to drag it out.
Yeah.
Put on some Walking Dead shit.
Well, dude, the first episode was fucking great. Second episode of the second season, amazing, bro. That's the one where...
oh, yeah.
Yeah, the golf club. Mm. everyone knows. But the big event happens. And then after Pedro Pascal leaves, bro, it kind of... dulls.
Star power is gone, bro.
A little bit. I mean, Bella, I don't have a problem with Bella Ramsey. Like, I don't...
people fucking hate her.
Dude. I mean, do I think that she is the perfect casting for Ellie? No. Chloe Sevigny would have been...
Kaylee Spaney.
Or, fuck. Who the fuck is Chloe Sevigny?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Kaylee Spaney is who I meant. And I'm sure Chloe Sevigny, whoever you are, that sounds like a... pretty well-known actress.
You're probably a good actress.
You probably would have done great too, but Kaylee Spaney would have been fucking amazing. And I think the chick that's playing Abby, Caitlin Dever, I think she's good.
I don't know who that is.
Too. She needs to bulk the fuck up.
She was a cunt in the game.
Dude, I'm getting to Abby's story right now. it's she's buff as shit, bro.
Dude, she's crazy built in the game.
I wonder, I don't think they'll make Caitlin Dever buff up for the third season, because the second season, like I said, it really hasn't gone anywhere, bro. Like, I think one out of the five people that she's after is dead. She's only got one of them.
Yeah, right now.
And this whole last episode was a flashback episode. And it was good. Pedro Pascal's back. They did, like, the whole shit from the game where they do Ellie's little birthday surprise with the... NASA shit. It's good. It was a good fucking episode. They have one more episode left. And they haven't... like, she hasn't gotten to the...
That's really disappointing, because season one was really good, dude.
Well, I guess they're doing this season as Ellie's quote-unquote story, which it hasn't even really progressed any of that, blah, blah, blah. And then next season's supposed to be Abby's story, so mainly focused on Abby. And then I guess fourth season would be, like, the whole end fight with all that shit. And I'm sure they'll change up how it ends and all this shit. We'll see how it goes. See how it goes.
We're like a few years behind.
Oh yeah, but overall, it's a good show. I like The Last of Us. Does it deserve some of the hate that it's getting?
Absolutely not. Wait,
a little bit.
I haven't seen not the first season.
Non woke shit. I'm talking about just storytelling and just as a show overall compared to the game. I understand some of the hate that it's getting. Woke shit? Fuck off, dude. She was like that in the fucking game. They fucked in the game. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have like the whole like pride colored heart like they did in the show, but
who fucking cares?
Who cares, man?
If you care that much, you're just insecure.
But yeah, Last of Us season 2 so far is 7 out of 10. We'll see what it does with the last episode. It better blow me out of the fucking water.
But better blow you silly. Blow your willy silly.
And I'm also almost caught up on The Studio. You gotta watch that shit, dude.
I keep seeing clips and like just still images. I think I'm keeping cinema alive.
It's so funny, dude. There's one episode with Martin Scorsese.
Isn't it shot with oneers?
A lot of it is. There's one episode that's completely a oneer. But a lot of it is, a lot of it's long takes. Like long shots, which are cool as fuck. And one of the episodes is them trying to get Martin Scorsese to make a Kool-Aid movie. And it's supposed to be like, well, he wants to make like this last big passion project. And it's about, I forget what it's about. It's about like some murders. I think Jonesboro murders. He wants to make a movie about that. And it's about these people drinking, it's cult. They drink Kool-Aid and die.
Oh yeah, Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that specific cult, but Martin Scorsese wants to make a movie about that, but the studio execs want Seth Rogen to make a fucking Kool-Aid movie.
The Brighton Crescent character?
Yeah. They want him to make a Kool-Aid movie, so he tries to combine ideas with Martin Scorsese's shit, and he wants it to be shot on film, and it ends up not happening. He ends up telling Martin Scorsese that the last movie that he wants to make won't fucking happen. And it's funny, dude. Martin Scorsese starts crying and shit. It's a fucking good show.
Apple TV puts out fucking quality, man. I don't know if you've seen Monarch, that Godzilla shit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I started checking it out after I saw Godzilla Kong. It's like such a stark contrast. That shit is like so serious.
Compared to the silliness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, they've been putting out some shit. I still need to finish The Studio. They just dropped their last episode a couple days ago. But
Seth Rogen's on a roll.
Been catching up on some shows, man. Catching up on some shows. That is it for me, dude.
Yeah, it's for me as well. I just wanted to spaz about Ava real quick.
Like I said, we were going to do PTA ranking, but
episode ran a little long.
It's a little long.
We got jobs and shit.
But we'll be back next week. May or may not talk about PTA next week, bro. It might have to be a Mission Impossible episode. We might have to shelf the PTA.
Really dive into all of his shit for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Because I need to watch Heart 8. You got to watch Licorice Pizza.
Yep.
I
got to rewatch Inherent Vice.
I'll probably rewatch Inherent Vice, Licorice Pizza. I was watching There Will Be Blood earlier.
I've seen The Master recently. I've seen Boogie Nights recently. I rewatched There Will Be Blood again.
Fuck, I need to watch The Master too. Such a good fucking...
God, he's...
What an amazing director, bro.
He's a gem, bro.
We're going to give him his flowers soon enough.
Coming. It needs to be have his due diligence.
We'll do... Yeah, we got to do him justice.
We can't be missing a film.
Can't just be like, oh, that shit was so good. Number 9. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Number 9, Punk Drunk Love. Yeah. That shit was amazing.
We got to...
Out of Sandler.
We got to dive into it.
Might be a Star Wars bit.
This is just a little watch list catch up. We'll be back next week to talk about
more movies.
Probably some Mission Impossible shit.
I hope the last one is pretty good. I've been hearing great shit.
I've heard mixed reviews. Mm. It's making me nervous.
Same, bro. Because they all fuck.
It's making me nervous. And this is the last one. Do you think whoever like hand it off? You think he'll recast?
Yeah.
Give it to like Glenn Powell or some shit.
That'd be fucking badass.
I don't know if Glenn Powell would be. the right guy.
No, it'd have to be... I don't know, bro. Tom Cruise is pretty fucking hard to replace.
One of a kind, bro. I was watching a Tom Cruise...
Oh, I gotta rewatch Magnolia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I was watching a Tom Cruise weird compilation last night.
Like for an hour long.
Some of his interviews are fucking... That dude is... He's intense, bro. He's intense for sure. They, I'm pretty sure they crafted American Psycho. I'm pretty sure they crafted around his persona. Or Christian Bale used him as like an influence.
That's fucking awesome.
But.
Sliding over cars while I shoot.
He's just. Oh, man, he's creepy, kind of, bro. Like, he genuinely seems like an alright guy. He just. He's overly.
Overly Scientologic.
Nice, bro. Like, he's way too fucking nice, bro.
Every clip I've seen of him recently is so fucking funny. From the popcorn.
Ate all your popcorn.
And how he eats the popcorn, yeah, too, bro. Just fucking throws it in his face.
I mean, he's Tom Cruise. One of the biggest fucking actors there will ever be.
Single-handedly brought back cinema.
Did with Top Gun.
I was not expecting Maverick to be that good.
A fucking amazing movie.
I was expecting some legacy sequel bullshit.
That shit was.
And I was blown away.
That shit was great. But either way, we'll talk about some shit next week.
We'll be back.
This has been Theaterites. What is this fucking?
Episode 14?
14?
Yeah, damn.
Keeping it going. But y'all keep it poopy.
Keep it stinky.
Perhaps a little stinky. And we'll be back.